we can go even further into the depths of the universe in search of other kinds of aliens. Extraterrestrials that are totally unlike us. Life, but not as we know it.
I like to think of myself as an optimist. And so, in our vast, ancient universe, with its countless galaxies,
almost any life form that is physically possible is likely to exist somewhere. So there could be, perhaps should be, really bizarre aliens that have followed a different evolutionary path. Aliens that don't depend on water, but on other chemicals instead. Nitrogen is one possibility. It's a gas on Earth, but it can exist as a liquid when it's very, very cold. Minus 320 degrees Fahrenheit. So is there a world of nitrogen oceans lapping frozen shores? Where aliens have evolved in temperatures that would kill a human instantly? Life here would need chemistry very different than our own. A cold weather remix of the ingredients that make us. Ingredient number one, of course, is water. The average male holds 8 gallons. So let's swap water for liquid nitrogen. There's also about 2 pounds of phosphorus, 1/2 pound of salt, enough iron to make a nail, 3 pounds of lime, 15 trace elements, which might also work in alien biology, and then this. Carbon, 45 pounds of it. But what if carbon was switched with something else? Silicon, perhaps. Silicon has slightly different properties, but it could do the same job. With the right ingredients, ultra-low temperature life might be possible. If so, I think energy would be scarce. So things round here would move very slowly. Possibilities are even stranger. The astronomers searching for far-off planets have discovered that many seem to be giant gas planets, like our own Jupiter and Saturn. Perhaps there are aliens made of gas. Aliens living here would need to consume something. I imagine they could use the power of lightning storms that constantly rage on planets like these. If such extreme life forms are possible, then life elsewhere in the universe could be very common indeed. There are certainly many more planets that fall outside the Goldilocks regions of stars than fall inside them.